You're listening to The Gary Nolan Show on Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle.
It is 53 minutes after the hour. Glad to have you with us. Glad to be with you. Also, should tell you that I never heard of Boone Supported Living, but it looks pretty impressive to me. Julie Walden is with us. She's the founder and CEO of Boone Supported Living. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You and I chatted a little bit during the break, and explain what you do, because at first I thought maybe you were kind of like a nursing home or a halfway home, but you're not.
No, that's not what we are.
Not at all what you are. You help people to find a place to live.
Correct. We work with people that have a developmental disability, and we help them find a place to live in the community and whatever staffing supports they need to be able to stay in the community instead of being institutionalized.
I know from experience, and I don't want to go into great detail about this, but I do know that if, for instance, you're working with somebody that's in the spectrum, that they need constantly to be, you know, sort of prodded to do the right thing, it's not easily accomplished. So you help these kids, you help these young adults.
Correct. If someone, let's say you have a child that has autism and they are getting out of high school, or they are an adult and you have been working with them, but maybe you're aging and don't think you can care for them any longer, you would go to Central Missouri Regional Office and they would tell you what services you qualify for. The services that I do would be, if you couldn't care for them anymore and you needed a place for them to live, I would help them find a place to live, say, what kind of support do you need? Some people just need a few hours a day. Some people need someone to be with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we mold it to fit whatever their need is.
So if you've got somebody that's reasonably functional, instead of institutionalizing them, they can be functioning out in society. They just need that little extra help.
Correct.
And that's what you guys provide.
That is the basis of what we provide.
So if somebody wanted to contact you, how would they get a hold of you?
Let's see. Our phone number is 573-514-7662. We also have a website and Facebook.
All right. The website is going to be what's the website?
Probably, I have no idea. BooneSupportedLiving.something.
Oh, Brian, would you, you remember when I was kidding you about being a producer?
Oh, gosh.
I was just kidding.
It's BooneSupportedLiving.com.
Oh, good.
BooneSupportedLiving.com.
That's correct.
That's what you need to know. BooneSupportedLiving.com. So it's not just people in the spectrum. It's who else? It's people who have some diminished mental.
We work with people that have autism. Mm-hmm. We work with people that have Down syndrome. We work with people that just, they have a lower IQ. Mm-hmm. And that's their only diagnosis. But they just, it's low enough that they need some extra help.
So if you're 25, 30, 50, 60, it doesn't matter?
Correct.
It's a lifetime.
It needs to be a lifetime problem, yes. I've worked with, my youngest client was 9. My oldest is, well, I don't want to say,
but
older than me.
But you don't find, like, it's not like there's one building where everybody ends up. Somebody will get an apartment someplace or rent a house somewhere.
Apartments or homes. Those are our goals. Our main goal is, we want to have an ordinary life. You know, just like everybody else. We want them to have a sense of belonging. So, yes, we are there to help make sure they have a roof over their head and food and get to their doctor's appointments. But it's beyond that.
What about, in many cases, a higher functioning person with some of these disabilities can still work in some types of jobs. Mm-hmm. Do you help them find employment if that's something that is in their wheelhouse?
We do our best. There are other people that specialize in that. More group job point help with those kinds of things. There's also, we have several that we work with that have autism, and Boone County Family Resources has a job prep program that they've gone through. We've put them through a program at Strive, which is through Mizzou. There's a group called In Circle. where that deals with educating people with autism and helping them find jobs.
Now, you've done this since you graduated from college?
I started while I was in college.
You started while you were in college. So you are really dedicated. In what, 2007? Is that right?
I wish. No, 1999.
You look like you were in college in 2007. So am I safe? Was that a good save, Brian? Am I all right?
Yeah. Yes, you're good.
Okay, good.
So
good.
I started in 1999 in college and then did it for about a decade, then sold that business and stayed home and raised my kids, and then they left me. So I came back, and I've been doing it since 2007 again.
So do you have any, like, success stories? Is there somebody that in the top of your head you can think of that came to you? This kind of gives listeners, I think, an idea if their loved one is someone that can benefit from what you guys do.
Right. We have one lady. She has cerebral palsy. She was in a nursing home for 4 years. She got out of bed a maximum of 4 hours a day because they have a lot of people to care for. I'm not saying it was a bad place. It was just a lot of people to care for. She came, we found her a place to live. We made the house accessible for her. And now she gets out in the community and has a really full life.
Would you please give your website? We're out of time. Would you give us your website again?
BoonSupportedLiving.com.
BoonSupportedLiving.com. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
All right.